I'd like my young friends to come forward for our children's sermon this morning. I'd like my young friends to come forward for our children's sermon this morning. Here we go. All right. Well, everybody's got a smile on their face this morning. I wonder why. Is it Halloween?
No.
Is it Valentine's Day?
No.
Is it the 4th of July?
No.
What day is coming up?
Birthday's close to the 4th of July.
Mine is too. What day is yours?
July 9th.
Mine's the 6th, so mine's closer. Nah. Okay, well, what big day is coming?
Christmas.
Now, are you all getting excited about that? What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Giving presents.
Giving presents. You notice she didn't say getting presents, giving presents. You don't care if you get a present, huh? But if everybody is giving presents, that means someone's going to give you one, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to get one anyway, right?
Yeah.
Good for you. How about you, Sean?
I have a least favorite and a favorite.
Go ahead.
My least favorite is probably taking off all the ornaments from the tree and putting them back in their exact same spot.
Somebody's obsessive compulsive here.
My favorite thing is past probably to be play outside in the snow.
Play outside. We may get some snow today, they're saying, so you may get your wish. Now, let me ask you this question. What are you guys going to be doing tonight? Do you have any plans for tonight? Are you planning on going to a movie tonight?
No.
Are you planning on going shopping and finishing up all your shopping tonight?
No.
But it's Shoppers, and people do not do that unless they're noobs.
Oh. What can you be thinking? Are you going to stay home and watch the rest of the football games tonight?
Of course.
Yeah, we got one football fan.
No.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to play the left at right game at my great grandma's.
Very, very, very good. Well, you all have plans. That's the main thing, right? Now, my question is this. What do you think Jesus is going to do tonight?
He's going to have a birthday.
Jesus is going to have a birthday. So he's going to stay home. He's going to bake himself a cake. And he's going to blow out all the candles by himself, right?
No.
No.
He's like, was it his birth just to be like the freedom of us?
The freedom of us. That's philosophical. That's heavy. The freedom of us. I'm not going to even ask you to explain that. But what do you think, Jesus? Is Jesus going to go to a movie tonight?
No.
Is Jesus going to finish up his shopping?
No.
Is Jesus going to stay home and watch football games?
No.
But where's Jesus going to be? I'm going to be looking all over him because we're going to be here where tonight?
Here
in church, right? And we're going to be looking all over for Jesus. And if Jesus isn't in church, we're in trouble. So where do you think Jesus is going to be?
Here.
Jesus is going to be here. He's going to be wherever the people of God are. Do you know you guys are the people of God? You're the children of God. We're all the children of God. Doesn't matter how young or how small, we're all children of God. And Jesus is always where the children of God are. So where two or three are gathered, like we're gathered here this morning, Jesus is right here in the midst of it. And you know what we're going to do? We're all going to sing happy birthday to Jesus tonight. That's really what we're doing. We're telling him how glad we are that he came into this world and that he's our friend, that he loves us and he'll always be with us. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Just knowing that no matter where you go, no matter what you're going through, no matter how you feel, Jesus is with you. He's in your heart, he's at your side, and he's always reminding you, you know, we're going to get through this thing together. Because I love you, and I'm going to give you strength, and I'm going to speak to you, and I'm going to help you every step along the way, and I'm going to give you a church family who's going to help you every step along the way, too. Now, isn't that give you a good feeling?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than if you're not in church on Sunday night and you don't feel like you have any place to go and you don't know anybody and you don't give any gifts and you don't receive any gifts. That's a terrible lonely thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. Well, the good news is that we are the children of God. And he's with us, and he's going to be with us always.
And hallelujah.
And hallelujah, he says. He's turning us into a Baptist church. Let's all grab hands and close with a word of prayer, okay? Everybody get all wired up here, okay? You ready to pray? Let's pray. Heavenly Father and dear Jesus, we love you very, very much, but our love can never be as big and as large and as wide as your love is for us. But may today be a very, very special day. May it be a day in which we are filled with hope and a longing to see you and to be with you and to wish you very, very many, many more Christmases, many more birthdays, because we love you and are so glad that you are part of our lives. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.